Watertown officials are hopeful that the new year will usher an end to the long-standing contract disputes between the city and the local firefighter union. WRVO's Payne Horning reports.
The legal feud between Watertown and its fire department has dragged on for 5 years now. But recently, the city settled with the union over its violation of a contract clause that required keeping a minimum of 15 firefighters on duty at all times. Outgoing Watertown Mayor Joe Butler says with that out of the way, the city and union can begin negotiating the retroactive contracts that were stalled due to litigation.
All the major obstacles in terms of the disputes, you know, really, they've been settled, and now it'll just be the nuts and bolts of pay and health care and things of that nature.
Union President Dan Doherty says Watertown officials have yet to reach out about the next step, but he's hopeful. A new mayor and city councilor are taking office in January.
I would love to have a contract that is current. The majority of my time at the fire department has been on expired contracts. It would be nice to have things kind of plotted out for the next few years and, you know, put some distance between the animosity that came from the different directives and contract violations that have occurred the past few years.
For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.